I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. U.S. food prices have been lower in 2019 than agriculture economists predicted at the start of the year. Agriculture economists at the USDA had predicted that food prices at the grocery store would cost us 1 to 2% more than a year ago. But the first half of the year has not shown that to be the case. USDA food price economist Gianna Short says the new forecast has been trimmed a bit.
So we're expecting 2019 prices to increase between 0.5% and 1.5%.
This could be the fourth year in a row that food price inflation comes in below the 20-year average of nearly 2%. She says that we will pay more for most of the food we buy at the grocery store, but there are some categories of foods that might drop.
These include pork, other meats, eggs, fats, and oils, and processed fruits and vegetables. Other meats include frankfurters, lunch meats, lamb, and organ meat.
Short says recent hog production losses in China due to African swine fever are expected to put pressure on prices in the second half of the year, but that's not going to be enough to push the average pork prices higher than a year ago. They are still expecting prices to decrease for pork, but only between 1 and 2% compared to the reduced 3 to 4% a year ago. China is the world's leading consumer of pork as well as the largest producer.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.